Just because you have health insurance doesn't always mean you have a way to get to the doctor. That explains why public health officials are starting to think of access to mass transit as a public health issue. Starting in March, they will offer low-income people a special bus card that lets them go anywhere in King County for $1.50. That's a deep discount. It even works on Sound Transit Light Rail. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Brian Parnon is 25 years old. He used to be homeless. For a while, he had a good job with a company called Staff Pro. They would assign him to jobs all over King County.
And would they expect you to get there yourself?
Yes, they would.
Holy cow, how did you do that?
First couple of weeks were hard. I had to keep like asking my case managers for bus tickets. But then when I started to get paid, I was able to put stuff on an Orca card and able to get to work on time.
Now Brian is unemployed, and bus fare has become an issue. So he came down to King County Public Health to sign up for the new reduced fare bus card. So why is public health giving out bus cards? Because they're good at signing people up for stuff. They've been getting a lot of practice by signing people up for health care through the Affordable Care Act.
We should turn to our experts inside this government who've already done this work and have them help us do this much more efficiently.
That's King County Executive Dow Constantine. He has this idea called One King County, where public health becomes one-stop shopping for a bunch of services, from health care and bus cards to discounted utility bills and food stamps.
The good thing about King County, we've always had various programs here, but they've been spread all over the map.
Daphne Pye is with King County Public Health.
And the one idea that the executive had, the One King County, is really thinking about that holistically and saying, how is it that when we serve a client, that we can then say, in addition to this program, let's help you with this program.
But not all programs can be accessed by everyone. Pye says she's not allowed to offer health care to undocumented immigrants. The Orca Lift program will be paid for by regular bus fares. The cost of a regularly priced peak hour one-zone trip will rise to $2.75 this March. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.